Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
A pretty big one, warning signs for Alzheimer's. I know that's been a big issue as of late, but you got some 10 warning signs.
We do. You know, I went to a conference last week with the Alzheimer's Association and had them in as a speaker, and they do phenomenal work, but there are 10 signs that you should know for early detection, because as we know, early detection does matter. The first one I want to talk about for the 10 warning signs is memory changes that disrupt our daily lives, or maybe the person that you're caring for's daily life. You know, one of the most common signs for Alzheimer's, especially in the early stages, is forgetting recently learned information. For example, you may be forgetting important dates and times that normally you are on top of and you're the one that everyone goes to for those dates and times, but maybe you're forgetting those. Or asking for the same information over and over again. That could be a warning sign. Another one is changes in planning or solving a problem. You know, some people have difficulty concentrating and taking too long to figure things out, that normally before they would have gotten much quicker and faster. Some people may experience changes in the ability to develop and follow through like a plan of work, or even dealing with numbers maybe. Number three is difficulty completing familiar tasks. People often find it hard to complete daily tasks such as driving to a familiar location. You know, there's people out there that maybe have driven to the same coffee shop every day and all of a sudden they don't know how to get there. They're on their way and they kind of get lost. Or maybe even managing a budget at work or something along those lines, but they have difficulty completing what is to them a familiar task. Number four, confusion with time or place. People with Alzheimer's often can lose track of dates, seasons, and the passage of time. They may have trouble understanding that something, if it's not happening immediately, sometimes they may forget when they are or how they got there. You know, it's like if someone comes up and, oh, how did you get here today? Who brought you? And it's like they don't remember. That could be a warning sign. Number five, trouble understanding visual images and spatial relationships. Some people, unfortunately, that suffer with Alzheimer's may have difficulty reading judgment, distractions, and determining the color or contrast. In terms of perception, they may, for example, pass a mirror and think that someone else is in the room when really that person in the mirror is them. And normally, you know, our vision does change, but not to that capacity. Number six, new problems with words in speaking or writing. You know, people often may find it hard to follow or join a conversation. They may stop in the middle of a conversation and have no idea how to continue on with their story or what they were talking about. They may struggle also, you will notice, maybe with vocabulary, having problems finding the right words. Now, typically, sometimes I know I myself may be in the middle of something and searching for just the right word to use, but eventually it'll kind of pop in my head quickly. For them, they may struggle a little bit longer. Also, misplacing things and losing the ability to retrace their steps. You know, this is an important one. A person with Alzheimer's may put things in an unusual place. I've heard from people, you know, as caregivers or maybe even children say, I went to mom or dad's house and the pans were not where they've been for the last 30 years. You know, maybe they're starting to put things away in a different place. They may lose things and be unable to backtrack and go kind of retrace their steps again and find that item. Also, the decreased or poor judgment. People with Alzheimer's may demonstrate unusual changes in judgment or decision-making. For example, you know, when dealing with money, they may donate a large amount of money when normally they would not have traditionally done that to this association or to, you know, maybe a scammer that calls on the phone and give away money that they normally wouldn't do. They may also pay less attention to grooming or keeping themselves clean. And so that would be another warning sign to look for. Number nine, withdrawal from work or social activities. you may be a social person or you may not be a social person or, you know, be dealing with someone that is that way. But, you know, a person with Alzheimer's may start to remove themselves from hobbies or social activities or work projects or, you know, a sport that they might be into. So even if, you know, you're not someone who's always out and about, but you love to do something at home, maybe it's a craft, and then all of a sudden you notice that they don't want to do that, that might be a warning sign to look for. Or, you know, most definitely if they're a social butterfly and out and about, involved in social gatherings across the community and county, and all of a sudden they're not, then that might be a sign. You know, sometimes feeling weary of work or family or social obligations, it's okay to step away, but there also might be something more going on with them. And number 10, changes in mood and personality. The mood and personality of people change with Alzheimer's, and that can change, which is hard. Sometimes as that disease progresses, they may be easily upset in places where they are out of their comfort zone, or maybe don't want to go places. Again, that social withdrawal from activities that normally they wouldn't have any trouble with going to maybe a new place. They can become maybe confused or suspicious. You know, maybe they're coming more suspicious of things or may exhibit some depression or feel fearful or anxious of things. But again, these are 10 warning signs. The Alzheimer's Association has so many great resources. Several of us agents around the area are trained volunteers and would be happy to come out and do Alzheimer's information groups or clubs. And so for more information on Alzheimer's information, feel free to contact me at jmcnally@ksu.edu or 785-828-4438.
Some imperative signs you got to keep attention to coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40. Meredith's Unique City District 4-H agent Carla Hightower.